The great master Atisha has in his path, learn for the path to enlightenment, has said that that showing one's back towards the cyclic existence and avoiding all the negativities and cultivating for the liberation is the path for the third path, is the path of the middling scope or yeah middling scope name. So we have finished the part of the initial stage or the small scope, and last week and actually, yeah, and also we have went through the part of the small scope for nearly more than a year, and it is so not only that it's also the part of the small scope has been taught more detail in the Lamrim text itself, that it is because the practice of the small scope is very important, because if one trains oneself in this part of the small scopes perfectly, then the later parts will have a good success in finishing or completing the next two parts now. So the part of the small scope is very, very important. Like a foundation of the building is very important for the building itself. For if the foundation is good, then one can build a very nice wall or nice building and also become very stable. If the foundation itself is not good, then not very solid or not good, then no matter how much development you do on the building itself, the whole process won't become stable. So likewise the foundation, so this practice of the small scope is like a foundation of the practice.
What is it?
So, actually, that in general, the path has been described into three parts: the initial, the small, middling, and the great scope. And within the small scope, as we said, like the practicing in the path, training in the path, training in the path in common with the person of initial capacity or the small scope. Which shows that they are within the small part of the small scope. They are been classified into two parts, which is like the actual small part of the small scope, and which is like, in other sense, saying the general common part of the common part of the small scope and uncommon part of the small scope.
What the noise is that is seven day on the last tomorrow is that or seven day. Nibato tomo, Karga tomo, a seven debato, that tomo maimigita, seven riba, lamni, tozeriai, yares.
So, likewise, also for the part for the middling middling scope, has also a common part of the middling scope and uncommon part of the middling scope now.
Ah, the rains, that's your chamber, and the tomo maimba. Amato on a tomoma, and the Sibichung, which in Bilas, Yamare, Sibichin Bolani, Tomomaiba, or the Sibichin Bosa, to Zalores.
And for the great scope or the great path, there is no such classification like the common and the uncommon part of the great scope. There's only uncommon part of the great scope.
What rain that Shepard Tombunilla, Tomodo, on Tomoma, need Cadusa, Yungure, Serena, that I live Page Serena, Destin Chantiba Yungus.
And so, if one asks why there are the common and uncommon part for in those. First two paths, and not for the last part or the great path. So, it would be better to explain it. It would be a lot easier. I think it is not easy to understand by giving an example.
What means that pen or shavina, and then that actually in that here, and then Singapore, Roger. And this Singapore, that day data, the picture models on the G, the young robots.
So, example here is one is traveling from Adelaide to Singapore, and his intention or his intention was just to leave from Adelaide to Singapore and stop there and stay and end up his journey there.
And then, I didn't know Singapore, and a Delindro is such a Yares. I got a Delindro, and it's a Delindro, and I'm going to come to the Yares.
And another one is a person who has the intention of traveling from Adelaide to Singapore and then to Delhi and stop or end his journey there.
I'm going to go to Delhi.
And there is another person who wants to travel from Delhi to Tibet.
Singapore,
So all these three persons or three people start their journey on the same day, same time from Adelaide in the same flight. But as you know, that they already have different intention, that one is going to stop in Singapore and one will stop at Delhi and one at Tibet. So as there are three people, three different motivation, and they will also travel according, along with their motivation or their intention. So there are three people, three different motivation or intention. So likewise, the three scopes has been classified according to the motivation of a practitioner, or three types of practitioners. So a person, so as we said uncommon part of the small scope or a person of initial capacity is that, so the first practitioner started from the first stage, or started from the ordinary person, and then his intention is only to have only to attain a higher rebirth in the next life and forsake the pleasure or the concern of this life. And so as his motivation is to attain the higher rebirth in the next life, and for that purpose, one who practices the taking refuge and developing of faith in Triple Gem and taking refuge, and also the training in the actions, law of action and their result, and using those practices as a path to attain the achievement, which is higher rebirth and next life. Such a person is called a person of small capacity or a person of small scope, and the path he uses is called the uncommon path of the person of small scope.
Uncommon path of the person of small scope. dandro che gore ane lende che lende ke nyon nyon che gore ane tene da ko de nga pa me ta la ne sete de la ba tingen de la ba ane che ra de la ba o te so ta nyon le che che tri gore ta ko do ga re
the ding to my mind and the uncommon part of this of the middling scope is that one who develops the fear for the suffering of the cyclic existence and wishing to attain the happiness of being merely free from the cyclic existence, just seeking a liberation just to free from cyclic existence. And in order to attain such, and one who practices in the taking refuge law of action and the result, and in three trainings, like the training of ethical discipline, meditative stabilization, concentration, and the wisdom, and such a person is called person of middling scope, and the path he uses is called the uncommon path of middling scope.
And
the person of the great scope is that who cherishes others more important than oneself and wanting to free those sentient beings from others or sentient beings from the suffering and bring them to the state of ultimate happiness. In order to do that, one strive for the attainment of enlightenment or becoming enlightened is the person of the great scope, and such a person from the very beginning of his or her practice, they develop a bodhicitta as we always a motivation of bodhicitta or altruistic intention as we do every beginning of the teaching, and seeing other sentient beings as oneself, that going like oneself undergoing through huge sufferings and wishing them to bring to the state of ultimate happiness, and for that purpose one wants to achieve the perfect state of Buddhahood. No.
And then
so such a person will develop that mind of altruistic mind of altruism, bodhicitta, from the very beginning of the practice, and along with it, then they train in the path which comes. And so such person will develop a mind of altruism, bodhicitta, from the beginning of their practice, and along with it, then they practice the path which common with path which is common with the person of small scope, which is by not attached towards the happiness of present life and seeking higher a rebirth or higher state in the next life, and to attain such, and a person will train in the practice to achieve such in the next life, and a person practices in the refuge and also in the law of all the training of the cultivation in the action of positive and avoiding cultivating positive actions and abandoning the non-virtuous actions. And so training, so such a person is a great person, a person of great scope, but he is training in the path in common part of meetings, in the common part of initial stage or small scope. And whenever such person practices to attain the liberation by developing a fear to the cyclic existence, to samsara or cyclic existence, and then at that stage a person is practicing in a part practicing in the common part of the middling scope, and it is training in the common part of middling scope, but that person is definitely not seeking liberation from the cyclic existence for oneself, because that's what he's not training. The path he practices is called an uncommon part of the middling scope, because common part of the middling scope, and it is not called uncommon part of middling scope because the person who practices in the uncommon part of middling scope seeks liberation only for oneself. And then such person that develops they strengthens their intention, and then striking to attain enlightenment, to free all those motherly sentient beings from the suffering of the cyclic existence. And in order to do that, then one by and in order to do such, than one practices in the cultivation or the cultivation of altruism, cultivation of love and compassion by practice generating or developing love and compassion by practicing, say there are many, by practicing this the practice of changing self and changing and equalizing self and others, and also developing love and compassion through the practice of seven limb instruction of causes and effects. No? Yes. So all these differences comes by the way of developing a motivation. So it's mainly divided through the motivation of the practitioner. So this is how. It's been differentiated by the different motivation of the practitioner, and it is same in all. It is same in all three scopes or three beings that they practice the refuge and the law of action and their result, and likewise the person, those travelers from Singapore, Delhi, and Tibet, they started from the beginning from Adelaide in the same routine or same path. So likewise, the three beings are also same in the practice of they started by practicing that they all practice the refuge and the practice of law and action and their results. So we call it. We said the three different parts or different scopes. And to cultivate those parts within one's mind stream, then first one has to. So whenever one develops the practice of. The practice of refuge and the law of action in their results. Whenever one has such practices within one's mind stream, so that person has developed a part of small scope within their mind stream. And then whenever a person developed a practicing in the three trainings, and such a person is called a person of middling scope. And especially at the end, one develops, increases one's practice in developing and doing a meditation on the great compassion, love, and so forth. And by doing this, a person has developed the part of the great scope. So the way when we say that one travels in the path of the different scopes, which means that one travels through developing one's realization or the or one's knowledge in the practices. So it means that one has to stand in one's practice and then travel, and it's not such a way. I mean, we can't. So when we say the traveling in the path, it doesn't mean that one can really walk in the path. So just one should walk within one's practices or one's realization. No.
Other thing is, when Chandra was saying, no, the what? That call, that way, that's what, running G. And then tell it, chop, like, chop, chin. And then, but a dumb ass and got on the chops in row, you know. That Chandra was Jabari. You know, Kalomanda was singing, Chandra's Manda was Sunday. Rani picking as much people, the tower, that he doesn't know a G. Rani koye dungala thaye rathaye rathaye chasan rachji. Sanshe thonje tani pek dungala chane dhala nal mekev chane chasan rachji. Tani chi chasan rachji te sankhe chasan rachji bari. Chasan rachji bari na ta ko kalum mandava sanghi ani ta chandro ghe rite ta mandava ta tuzi che chayunga varvas.
So it is like, say, the practice of taking refuge, and it is the same of all three beings, that they take refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, the Triple Gym, by developing a fear in the fear in the suffering of cyclic existence, and so the way of practicing of taking refuge is the same, but there is a differences, huge differences in the potential of the practice they have done, because it comes through the different power or the goodness or quality of their motivation. Say, because a person of initial stage or small scope, he or she takes refuge with the motivation of developing a fear towards the lower realms, and with the motivation of attaining a higher rebirth, only higher rebirth. Whereas the motivation of the middling scope is that who develops a fear in the cyclic existence and wants to free oneself from the cyclic existence. And for the third one, who seeks to attain enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. So it is the motivation which makes one's practices which makes one's practice different. So, for example, it is same. The motivation is the one which makes the things different. For example, whether it's a religious or whether it's a Dharma practice or a worldly action, and because of having different wish, they develop a different motivation. And due to that, because of different motivation, they engage in the different action. And due to different action, it comes, you can see the different results of the action. So the main thing is, it entirely comes, so three different motivation, and then three different actions, and then three different results. So everything comes from the motivation. So all the three parts is also differentiated from from the viewpoint of the motivation. No? So this is what here the great master Arya Maitreya has mentioned, that so the wishes of all the sentient beings are not the same, so they have different wish, and due to that, so three different wishes, and then comes the three different motivation or imagination, and due to that comes the three different actions, and for that we form three different results. So this is what the great master has stated. No? So the purpose of differentiating all these parts is that, as so here one came to know that there are two parts in the first two parts, the small scope and the middling scope, that common and uncommon part of the small scope and common and uncommon part of the middling scope. So as being a Mahayana practitioner, so the part which we travel, which we practice is we practice in the, say, the part or the common part of the small scope and the common part of the middling scope. We don't practice in the uncommon part of the first two scopes now.
Ani kari sa ta ngon zo pige ta neva ti me sanje kumbha tha sanje ji kumbha jenye pa sanje tanje dunga na cha ne ani neva phuso so pa ani tenri chile ya ngebe che te ani rangi thaja jebe sanje de tha gu du sa na ta te thaja de ten nye guwaris tenri tha pa la ani sanju ji sanje jela se guwaris. So
So being a Mahayana practitioner, one should not. We don't practice in the uncommon part of the small and the medium scope. And one should know the reason why we don't, why we practice the common part of the middling, small and the middling scope. It is because our wish is to free all those mentally sentient beings from the suffering of cyclic existence. And in order to do that, one attains the So in order to do such for that purpose, one tries to. One practices to abandon all the negative vidis and acquire good qualities to become enlightened, and in order to become enlightened, and to reach the Buddhahood. In order to do that, one has to have a bodhicitta or the altruistic intention, and in order to have altruistic intention or develop bodhicitta, one has to have great compassion, because without great compassion, one cannot develop a bodhicitta or altruistic intention. And so this is the reason in order to develop a great compassion, one has to train in the common part of the middling scope, and to in order to actualize or realize that the common part of the middling scope, one has to train in the common part of the small scope. So that is the reason that we train in the common parts of the first and the small scope, middling scope, in order to have all those to develop all those qualities within one's mindstream. And so this is what from the very beginning, along with the motivation, we train in the. The common part of the, along with the motivation, then we train in the common part of the small scope through meditating on the how difficult it is to find this precious human rebirth and so forth. And if one practices just from the beginning that developing a fear of the suffering of the low rebirths and then seeking for the better, higher rebirth in the next life, and then training in all those. difficulty of finding all those optimum rebirths, then that becomes that one has been training in the uncommon part of the small scope, not in the common part of the small scope.
What is that? Because lonely up here, your name is it, not on the table, she goes long gumbala, and be gone out of the machine. Gonji da cos that the corum de carre. Corn the Matu Vagenta, Toma Goya carre, Iba Goya carre, Sava Goya carre, corn the Matu Vagin. That corn the Matu Vagin any tea rigitil and if you think tomorrow cheap and the carugonguin, Ostandro Novata Tennessee carugonguin, and tea go young. Nansegue, Cassato, Tojero, Jesse, Coron, Nosin, Pasidon, or Coron, the day or the Sotin, that the Tanga, Sibus, Lolpa, Yavos, Nash, then Nene, that Coron, Matu was in Lucia, Tina, Drip, Tina, Coron, Matu was in Tina, Drip, Driven, and that gone with the La, and it's in a tombot to come. And teach you good in Yvonne to come. And some bacon, Yvonne comes a cook, Terra, a big gate in the one of the Yah, Matrova, Jacongo. ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、ディジェロ、
So before one travels in the path, first one should know which path to travel. And knowing, or say, to meditate on the path, first one should to know, before meditating on the path, first it's important for one to know the how to meditate. And before knowing that, first one also has to know that what are the basis of the meditation. And so before meditating on particular object, first one should examine and check that whether that thing goes for the first meditation or not. So means should be able to know, to recognize all the process of the meditation and bring them into put them into the right order or right sequence, and the first, and then training, and then meditate on the paths, say from the refuge and so forth. And also, it's not just enough by knowing that one is meditating on doing a meditation on the refuge. One should know that the divisions, or how many divisions or things are there within the refuge. And then put them into the order, and then do the first meditation within the refuge prayer, and then progress, and then go step by step. And if one is being able to arrange the right order of the meditation, and then one does the meditation, then such a practice will become a great method to attain a realization within oneself. And if one just simply meditates on the things, not knowing the proper sequence or the order of the meditation, and doing a different sort of meditation, like doing it for the first time and then jumping up and then going down and backwards, like the Rinpoche did in his mala, and then it will never become a practice to develop a realization within oneself. So it is. So this is how the great masters have said that it's important to know the actual order of the meditation and then go step by step, because without training in the lower parts, one will not actualize the higher part or a greater part. So knowing the training in the training from the beginning, right from the beginning, with the actual or proper order is very important to actualize or develop a realization and insight within oneself. So the great masters have said that it's very important to know the actual order of the meditation and the saying which divisions, which subdivisions, as you know, there are many, and should know where to place the each and place them in correct order without any mistakes. And if one is able to do that and being able to maintain meditation step by step, then it is really helpful to develop a realization, as well as one can develop a familiarity or become so familiar with the meditation or with the paths. So saying that, the great master said that in order to, if one really seeks or strive for the realization of path and grounds, one should know this actual order of the meditation. And in meditation, and saying that some classes or some parts there is already easy to experience the familiarity or of the particular part. One can really experience it within a day or a two, and some takes about a month or a two, and some parts would take about a year. So for that reason, it's important for one to know the actual order of the meditation.
So
the knowing the actual process or of the meditation is very important. And also the great master has mentioned, many great masters as mentioned, say, if one has been doing on a meditation on step 1, 2, 3, 4, and say, when one has, say, one have done the first, first and the second meditation on the first and the second, and while one is on the third meditation, for us, sometimes we have, like, while meditating on the number 3, and one has a very clear meditation or the clear vision of the number 2 or a 1 and not have a, or have a mind is not really staying on the number 3. So such a meditation is not good, and doing such a meditation is also not appropriate. This is what our great masters has stated, that and that sort of doing that sort of meditation will pamper one's mind, and which means that then whenever one was say one thinks one will think that one had done huge meditation, and at the very end one cannot point what one has done or what sort of meditation one has done, and also one will not have any result or benefit of doing that meditation. So saying that, the great masters have said that it's very important to, so when one does the meditation from 1 to the 3 and reach at the third point, and during that time one should focus or let one's mind totally within the number 3 and should not let it go to the past one, so which means not mix one's meditation. And if one still fails to doing such practice, such meditation, that its mind has been going back towards the number 1 or 2, then what one should say, and during that time one should make prayers to one's, towards one's guru, and making a prayers of supplication and mandala offerings. And then, and if still one fails to, one's mind fails to focus only on the number 3 and have a break, and just for a few moments, and then again start the meditation with the supplication and the offerings, prayers, and then do the meditation and try yourself maintain focus single-pointedly on the particular object. And yeah, so this is what the great masters have said, and said, but that one should never let one's mind traveling in 1, 2, they're swapping up and down during the meditation. So, if one wants to become a great or a pure practitioner and wants to attain the realization within, gain the realization and the insight, it seems like one needs to do such practices as instructed by great masters now. And if one just be like a person who don't really care what he gets for the lunch or for the food, so just take what he gets, then if one does like such person, just do practice whatever what one wants, just pick any kind of different practices at different time all the time, just mixing up and down, then by doing such it is sure that one will leave imprints of practicing Dharma, but doing such is very difficult to gain a realization or insights.
Tato basi masyana yon, ta lang nyolen koron di pa
So it's also the many masters has said that whether one has a realization or realization or insight, excuse me, it says that whether one has a realization or not, but if one has a proper understanding of the Lamrim teaching and knows the and has always have a knowledge of being certain or having certainty or have certain about the sequence of the Lamrim meditation, and one has a proper knowledge of placing what sort of, what meditation goes after what of the Lamrim teaching, and if one has such a knowledge, then one leaves a very very strong, powerful imprints, and have lots of benefits of gaining such a knowledge of placing or putting the Lamrim meditation unmistakably in the order, and gaining such a knowledge has more benefit than having a realization like or a knowledge attaining the clairvoyance or have some miraculous feats or powers. So this is what the great masters have said, that living, even just having a proper understanding of Lamrim and putting knowing the knowledge of putting them in the actual or in the process or order is also very very beneficial and helpful. So they said such, having a proper understanding of those and have knowledge to placing the actual order of the Lamrim meditation prayers, meditation is even more beneficial and powerful than attaining a clairvoyance or some miraculous powers. It is because, excuse me, it is because that in the past, from the beginning last time, we have taken many numbers of rebirths, and during that time we have attained clairvoyance and so forth, but which has never been helpful. So whether one has gained a realization or not, but just having a proper understanding of the Lamrim teaching and by having this, one leads a huge imprints on the within one's mind stream, and which will become a great causes for the quick attainment of causes for the quick attainment of realizations and so forth in future. And leaving such an imprint is like sowing a seed in the fertile soil and just waiting for water or a rain to give let it grow or give a sprout. So now to start the part, the practice, the part of the middling school. And first, it begins. It has four it has four divisions. We started from the actual way of training and training in the mind of the middling scope, and criterion of having developed that mind, clarifying the misconceptions or faults. And the fourth one is the mode of establishing the nature of the path which leads to liberation. So today we just begin the middling scope and stop here. So we'll stop here today, and I'm not taking any questions today because it's not too well. So yeah, we'll end up here. So Thank you.